What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? Welcome back. And if you are new to the podcast, tap that follow button and hit that notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. Babies, it has been a long week. Very, very long week. I can't wait for the next week. I can't wait. The new year is rolling in, y'all. The new year is rolling in. And guess what? Your girl is rolling in new and improved also. It's time. Change is coming, y'all. Change is coming. So today, I have settled on understanding that everything's not for everybody. Today I have settled on, like, I woke up and I felt refreshed. Like, I felt like not only is this year gonna be our year, babes, but this year is gonna be our year. Like, oh my god, like, I can't even, like, put it into words. It's just such a refreshing feeling, you guys. Like, I just feel like I'm awake. I feel like nothing could stop me except for me. Like, literally, I feel like not an argument, not a bill, not friendship, not family, nothing, and no one could stop me except for me. That is how I'm moving this year. Like, this year is just for me. It's for me. It's not for no one else. It's for me. And guess what I'm trying to do a lot this year? Have sex. Babies, I'm trying to get it in. I mean, like, I'm trying, like, listen, jamming in and ramming in and, like, get it in. Like, I'm trying to go so hard that I think I'm having a motherfucking outbreak. So listen, what I mean by outbreak is not like diseases or diseasual. I don't know how to use the word in this sentence, but I'm not meaning as far as a disease. Like, you know, I'm not saying outbreak like, oh my god, like, I got a disease and I feel like I gotta slow down because, you know. No, what I mean by outbreak is like, literally, like, I can't go no more. Like, let me tell y'all about this time that my ex, come in if you ain't already. Don't go nowhere. Listen. So, let me tell y'all, my second sexual active partner, right? Yeah, I think that's how you use the words, I guess. Anyways, my second sexually active partner was, I can't say he was my best, but he was definitely great at keeping up. Like, I'm not gonna say he was my best, like, you know, penetration or whatever, but clearly I love the D, like, but like, it wasn't even just about the D though. Like, that's the thing for me. It wasn't just about the D. It was literally the keep up. For me, it was the keep up. Like, can you go as many times as I want to go? Like, you know what I mean? Like, listen, guys, and I'm talking about, this was not even 12 hours this day. This was not even 12 hours. I got off school, right? I got out of school and I went to his house. And boom, first round, second round, third round. Literally after the third round, it was like, okay, let's get something to eat or whatever. He ran out to the store, got us something to eat, came back with the drinks or whatever, and, you know, we got it in again. Fourth time, we was like, all right, cool, let's take a nap. We took a nap, and then it's like, first, we were already, like, you know, mid-dressed, so it was like on a wake up. Why not? Let's get five in, right? I've turned into six. And then after six, we took another nap. We was, listen, I mean, I never felt so drained, but yet so alive in my life. Like, so six, right? And we went back to sleep. We woke up, we were just naked, completely naked. There was no more mid-dress. There was no nothing. And when you waking up to what you like, you know you're going to get it in. I don't care if we did it or not. I want some more. So there we go. That was seven and eight. Babies, we went back to sleep. We were out again. And I'm telling y'all, this was not even in 12 hours because I got off school at 3 p.m. Y'all know you get off school at 3 o'clock in New York, right? We get off school at 3 p.m. And I was home maybe like, what, 3:40 or whatever, because I went to school outside of Coney Island. So, which is in Brooklyn in New York, which is where I'm from, guys. Not Coney Island, but I am from Brooklyn, New York. From the sty, if you're wondering. So, you know, I got home about 3:40. So it was already close to 4. Like, that's already like the evening. Y'all, I got home at 9 o'clock that night. 9 o'clock that night, y'all. And then the next day, I got in trouble because I went to his house. But that night, the next day, we didn't do. And to keep it a buck, that was the only day that we really did go, like, them 9 full rounds, like, full throttle together. In that short period of time. Now, he was always keeping up. He was one of those like let's hit it and let's hit it, let's hit it, you know what I mean? Like, it was like a it was like a go rewind. That's what I was saying, like, let's get it. Because it was dead like that. Like, okay, we did it, boom. Whether we had to eat something, drink something, did it. Whether we had to sleep, talk, did it. Like, it was just like fuck city. I'm sorry, it was fuck city for us. It was fuck city. I miss him, God rest his soul. He was taken from me. His life was taken very early. Horrible tragedy, and it'll stick with me forever. But you know, we had great times. He was a lot. And, you know, I loved him just for being him. And it's just something about, you know how you just know when someone's being genuine. And he just always had that genuineness about him. Like, regardless of whether we were fucking or not. Like, just, I mean, he would hug. Listen, you guys, let me tell you something. How you know someone's interested in you is outside of sex. It doesn't have nothing to do with sex. Like, I don't care how many times this dude or female done slept with you. I don't care. None of that matters. Like, I could, you know, like, I can't sleep with anybody. But there are people that can just go out and sleep with anybody, right? So that doesn't matter. Before me and this boy ever started having sex, listen. And I mean, like, my cousins moved into this apartment building early, very we were like maybe 10 11, something like that. And it had to be about 2 to 3 years, because I didn't start sleeping with him until I was 15. So 2 or 3 years, right? I'm sitting there, and like I would come over for the weekend to hang out with my cousins or whatever, and they would come over. Like, mysteriously, they always hung out in the same building as what the building that we lived in. Like, that was their chill spot. And they lived in a different building. There's 5 buildings in Coney Island. And, you know, like, it was the first building, the second building, third building. We were in the third building. So, he would, like, literally every time, I don't care if we went to the store and just got to the back of the building doors, like, to go inside the building, and we seen each other, he's giving me a hug. And I mean, the hug was the most, and this is what led me to even fall for him and sleep with him, because I dubbed him for so long. I was like, no, Myquan, no, it's not happening. But like, his hugs, they were so freaking genuine. I knew that he meant his touch. I knew that he meant his hold. I knew that he really, really genuinely wanted me in his arms. Like, and I loved that about him. Like, it wasn't never about the sex for him. Like I said, we definitely went. Like, we... baby, we went. And, like, you know? But it wasn't about that. It was more so about his touch. And it was so freaking genuine. It was so freaking soft. And I just loved that about him. Like, I love that. Next to his keep-up game. You feel me? Next to that keep-up game. Because not a lot of people could keep up with me. And when I get bored, I get bored. And then it's like, all right, what are we doing? You know, like, that's the kind of feeling that I get. And then it's like, I'm not interested in it. And when I'm not interested in it, it's just like a sex thing now, like, at this point. And it's like, it's just like a fuck thing now at this point. Like, let's just fuck or whatever. But I more so like to be on that sex timing, you know? Like, let's go some rounds. Let's go outside. Let's go shopping. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do that. But I can't do that if the energy is not matched. Like, I literally cannot do that. So, you know, I'm going to have to definitely hold my fingers crossed for, you know, a good outcome in trying to find a partner. Someone, you know, that I could grow old with. Someone that I would love, that would love me. And vice versa. Like, everything could and should and will work out this year. It's my year. I don't care. This is our year, baby. So, if you love your girl back just as much as she loves you, make sure you are hitting that follow button and notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. Babies, make sure you are tuning back in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for these episodes. I love y'all, and I'm out. But before I go, babies, make sure you are supporting the podcast. We start at 99 cents. That's a dollar if you have it. If you don't, we love you over this way, and we support you 100% just as much as y'all support us. Babies, I'll see you next episode. Stay locked in. Merry fucking Christmas.